Evlodo crows breakers intos and oklaziba rekis as autobatija kadokaba rimberos mekatiza balabas vez ontokoparia gabas eledekias. Africa, arise and shine, for your light is come and the glory of God is rising upon you. Africa, arise and shine, for your light is come and the glory of God is rising upon you. No longer would you be a byword in the land on the lips of your people. No longer would you be a thing of shame or a nation of disgrace. No longer would you be regarded with pain and with ridicule or reproach. Your reproach has been taken away. Now rise into the glory with which you have been glorified from the beginning in the presence of your God. Africa, arise to serve your prophetic destiny. Africa, arise to fulfill the mandate of our God. For your children shall be nursed at your side and they will not be few. You will multiply in abundance till you have become the king of the nations. Africa, arise and shine. Your light is come. The glory of God is rising upon you. Let the Lord be glorified in Africa that we may see her joy. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who has ever heard of such things? Who has ever seen like things like this? Can a country be born in a day or a continent be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Africa in labor than she gives birth to her prosperity. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring delivery, says your God? Rejoice with Africa and be glad for her. All you who love her, greatly rejoice with her. You will be nursed and satisfied by the breasts of Africa. You will drink deeply and delight in Africa's overflowing abundance. This is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to Africa like a river, and the wealth of nations will come to her like a flooding stream. All her sons and daughters will be nursed and carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so would the Lord comfort Africa. And you who live in her, who love her, will be comforted over her. When you see these things bursting forth on the continent of Africa, your heart will rejoice and you will flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord will be made known to his people, but his fury will be shown to his foes. See, the Lord is coming with fire, and his chariots are like the whirlwind. He will bring his rebuke with flames of fire upon his enemies. Sedana kabas elekrasoto zintakasteba. Membarokoze flata pariandoso kalekrados. The Lord says, because of what I am about to do, and I gather the peoples of all nations and languages to witness what I'm about to do with you, Africa, they will come and they will see my glory. I will set a sign amongst them because of you, Africa. Even the distant islands who have not formally heard of my fame or seen my glory, because of you, Africa, they will proclaim my glory among the nations. All the peoples who belong to you, Africa, are coming from all the nations to my holy mountain, says the Lord, to offer an offering unto the Lord Most High. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for this great glory with which you have glorified your land, Africa. Thank you for the joy that you have bestowed upon this continent of grace. Thank you for the brilliance of its people. Thank you for the brilliance of its talent. Thank you for the excellence of its glory. Thank you, Almighty God, for raising unto yourself a continent bursting with power, brimming with promise. Thank you, for you are the one who changes times and seasons and changes systems and shifts wealth and economic power as you will, according to your purpose. And we see the tides shifting till Africa is set as the golden child in the Committee of Nations. We see a brand new day emerging on the scene where our voice is heard and our voice is not silent. We thank you because no longer will our best hands and minds be enslaved. No longer will our finest be enslaved in systems trading their strength for muscles of bread. Thank you, Almighty God, for restoring and returning the African nation, the African state, and the African people to the glory of its enthronement as you have bestowed upon it from the beginning. Yes. I cry grace over you, Africa. Yeah. Arise and fulfill your prophetic destiny. Yeah. Accomplish the fullness of the mandate of God over you. Rise to prominence. Stay undefeated and indefatigable. Become mighty and be mightier than them all. Prosper. Spread out to the left and onto the right. Strengthen your stakes and lengthen your cords. Advance significantly like a horse trained for battle. Move in the glory of your King. Make your boast in the God of the angel armies. Do mighty things as an economic world power. Do mighty things as a religious, as a spiritual world power. Do mighty things as an intellectual world power. Do mighty things as a political world power. No longer would you be called the poverty capital of the world. No longer.
Yes.
Rise into the wealth and the abundance that has your name on it. Africa, rise. Africa, rise. I call you forth starting from year 2020 into this exponential decade. Africa, I call you to rise into the prominence of your destiny, God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will play my part and I will do my bit. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I arise as an African export to the global stage. Strengthening the position of power that you have placed this continent in. I thank you, Almighty God, for awakening and raising the finest of minds, diligent hands who work to rebuild the broken bridges and the broken walls of the continent of Africa. I will play my part, O God. I thank you for awakening me with vision. I thank you for inspiring me with passion. I thank you for equipping me with a compelling capacity to fix the broken places of this continent. I will speak in policy. I will provide advisory to the nations. I will be on my knees in intercession. I will promote ethical leadership and the right values. I will do my part in building my nation. Raise nation builders, raise innovators, thought leaders, knowledge entrepreneurs, intercessors, spiritual leaders, those who are passionate for this land, those who love this continent. Raise them, O God, from all parts of the 55 countries on the African continent. Draw a connecting line in the spirit with brothers and sisters of a common heritage with whom we must partner, setting ourselves in platoons to do the work that you have called us to do. Africa, arise in the name of Jesus. Arise in the name of Jesus. Take your place in the name of Jesus. Let our youth be powerful in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let our youth be awakened in the name of Jesus. I pull down the demonic cultures that cause the young people to be unwilling to build, always looking to escape or murmuring or hustling and grumbling or seeking pathways of darkness to prosper their lust. I pray in the name of Jesus that a new generation of young people arise, a new breed without greed, a people ready to build, a people ready to put in the work, a people who trust in the prosperity of this continent, awakening the youth in the name of Jesus. Thank you for awakening the youth. Thank you for the tech revolutions, the industrial revolutions, the fashion revolution, the women revolutions all over the continent. Thank you for the men revolution. Thank you for the older generation revolution. Thank you for the younger generation revolution. We give you praise, oh God, because no longer will the rise of Africa be a prediction. Now it will be a reality evolving and unfolding right before our face. I declare that I'm a partaker of the harvest of this continent. I'm a partaker of your prosperity, Africa. My desire is to see you rise. My desire is to see you glorious. My desire is to see you advance. My desire is to see you own your voice again. Thank you for the new things coming out of this continent. Thank you for the spirit of innovation, the spirit of the new, the spirit of hidden things made manifest. Treasures of darkness in the name of Jesus. Zanto kante la dia se la da da shaba.
Break forth.
Yes.
Straight forth. Break forth. Africa, straight forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Break forth. Africa, stretch forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Break forth. Africa, stretch forth. Break forth. Yeah. Stretch forth. Break forth. Yeah. Stretch forth. Break forth. Break forth, break forth.
You are released.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's doing a new thing.
Doing a new thing.
He's doing a new thing.
What you're doing, God, and we align.
Hearts are burning again. Eyes are open again. Hands are